Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We've got major breaking news this week on a couple of important areas. First, we're going to talk about the new cure for cancer announcement by Israeli scientists. I've done a technical review of their announcement, and theoretically, it actually makes sense. If it's true, they could be selling cancer cures within 1 year. But there's a big if on this. The cancer industry will try to stop them. And in today's episode, we're going to cover that. Also today, a very important article by Kurt Schlichter over at townhall.com. Mr. Schlichter, who is, of course, a really fantastic writer, has put out an article that is extraordinary in the sense that it admits that leftists, they don't want to coexist with anybody that they disagree with. And now Kurt Schlichter, who again writes for Town Hall, is saying exactly what I've been saying for quite some time now, which is that radical leftists want to commit mass genocide against white people, Christians, and Trump supporters. They want to carry out really an ethnic cleansing across America. I'm going to read you some excerpts from that article as well. And finally today, and with additional analysis and commentary, of course. Also today, I just want to cover the new finding that FaceTime on, you know, iPhone devices. FaceTime has been a hack for years that would allow anybody to listen to your phone microphone, to listen to the audio around you, and even watch video of your iPhone, you know, the video camera pointing at you and your environment, without your knowledge or consent. This has been going on for years. This has been widely reported in the press over the past few days, including on InfoWars. But I've got something to add to that, something that probably will shock you and astound you and maybe quite disturbing. But those are the three big stories for today here on Counterthink. Just a programming note, Counterthink airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time at InfoWars.com. Every episode is also posted after the fact at counterthink.com, including episodes from previous weeks. And I have been doing this show, Counterthink, now with an episode per week for, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months now, coming up on that, something like that. So there are a lot of episodes for you to see, many more to come. I also post special podcasts on counterthink.com, podcasts that are not aired anywhere. You can only get them on counterthink.com. So that's what we have straight ahead here on the show. So let's jump right into the cure for cancer. Let me give you the brief of that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll get into more detail. Israeli scientists from the Jerusalem Post say that they think that they have found a cure for every type of cancer, a complete cure for cancer, and a cure that works in just a couple of weeks with virtually zero side effects. This makes every other cancer treatment obsolete. Of course, it makes chemotherapy obsolete, but that's been obsolete for a long time. It's a barbaric system of, I don't know, chemical weapons against humanity. That's what chemotherapy is. This new cancer treatment coming out of Israel is a whole new approach that is like, it's almost like cell-targeted chemotherapy, just to target cancer cells only, with no toxic effects to healthy cells, but also it attacks cancer cells through three different vectors simultaneously. What's called cytotoxicity, or toxicity to cells. This is a triple-layered cytotoxic weapon system, but it's limited to the cancer cells, and it's actually based on, well, protein shapes and amino acids in this case, and some personalization based on the unique protein profile of cancer cells in your specific body or found on your tumors. This cure looks like it could theoretically work, and it's already been tested on mice, and it has completely cured the cancer in those mice with zero or near zero side effects. If this is true, this could have huge implications for all of us. It could be tested on humans and even made available for humans in a year's time, maybe a couple of years at most. It's a very big deal. We'll talk about it when we return here on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We're talking about the cancer cure that's come out of Israel recently. Israeli scientists in an organization called the Accelerated Evolution Biotechnologies Limited, AEBI, founded in 2000, according to media reports here, as part of a science park incubator. And they have developed what they call a cancer cure that uses, it's not a drug, it's not chemotherapy, it's not like carpet bombing your body. Instead, it uses proteins and attacks receptor sites on cancer cells through three different attack vectors simultaneously. It uses, instead of the normal antibody approach or the protein approach, this uses a combination, a chain of amino acids, and promises to offer a personalization of these peptides to latch onto and target the specific types of proteins that are expressed by the cancer cells in your body, in your tumors. So it would involve a biopsy to take a small tissue mass from your tumor, and then from that biopsy, they would create rapidly some specific peptides that target the protein pattern expressed on your tumor cells. That would then be put into your body, probably intravenously, but perhaps through an oral pill. I don't know the method of introduction yet. But this solution would cause those cancer cells to commit suicide. In other words, it's cytotoxicity that's specific to the cancer cells based on the protein expression on the outside of those cells. In other words, this is chemotherapy at a cellular level that only targets cancer cells but doesn't poison regular cells, which, of course, is the big problem with regular chemotherapy. It's a biochemical weapon system. It poisons patients, you know, regular chemotherapy. You know, chemotherapy is barbaric. It should have been outlawed years ago. It's deadly. Most people who die from, quote, cancer actually die from the cancer treatments, not cancer itself. But this team of scientists out of Israel, led by, who is this, Dr. Ilyan Morad, says his treatment, which they call Mutato, multi-targeted toxin, is essentially on the scale of a cancer antibiotic. You know, I've reviewed the articles on this technology. It's still very early. It's hard to say if this is actually going to be a cancer cure for all different types of cancers in humans, but it looks very promising. This is by far a much better approach than what the cancer industry in America is currently pursuing. For that reason, these doctors in Israel and their organization had better watch out, because the cancer industry will go there and murder them. The cancer industry will bury this research. The cancer industry will do anything to stop a cancer cure from coming out. And you know why? Because cancer is a trillion-dollar industry globally. A trillion-dollar industry now, when you consider all the offshoots of what cancer causes, all the other diseases, all the medications that are necessary for it, all the cancer treatments, not just the oncology, but also the double mastectomies that are performed on women. You know, the radiotherapy that's carried out, the chemotherapy, everything else. It is a trillion-dollar industry. There's so much profit to be made from the continuation of cancer. The cancer industry has done and will continue to do everything in its power to stop cancer cures from becoming well known. How do I know this? Because I've talked about cancer cures for many years, and I've even published thousands of articles on cancer cures. I actually published cancer.news. Just go to cancer.news. You can read. The site's actually divided into just two halves. On one half of the homepage is things that cause cancer, and on the other half of the homepage is things that prevent or cure cancer. And there are dozens of cancer cures that already exist and that come from the natural world. Cancer is not a difficult disease to reverse in most cases. But when people become immunocompromised, when they undergo chemotherapy and their immune system is damaged, that's when cancer becomes very difficult to deal with, because your body is already programmed to deal with cancer. What cancer is a miscommunication at the cellular level where your body has stopped responding in the way that it's programmed to do through your DNA blueprint. You see, you have nanotechnology in your body to stop cancer. Every person living today has microtumors of cancer all over their body. But as long as they stay microtumors and don't grow, it's not a problem. Just to have a few cells that are cancerous but contained and limited, that doesn't threaten your life. You know, I mean, everybody's got microtumors all over their body. Not a big deal. Doesn't matter. Doesn't kill you. Doesn't hurt you. What kills you is when cancer tumors grow out of control. They continue to divide. And those cells, in essence, refuse to commit suicide, or what's called apoptosis in the cancer industry, which is cancer cells killing themselves. That's what they're supposed to do when they go off the reservation, you might say. But instead, they continue to divide. And cancer cells are trying to grow another being inside you. Do you know a cancer tumor is trying to grow like an entire human being? Almost like a human baby? Did you know cancer tumors, if they grow large enough, many of them contain teeth and hair? I mean, some of them contain like bone-like structures and neurology. I mean, it's no joke. Cancer tumors are trying to grow another you inside you, which of course is quite deadly because that's not an organized way to be you as a physical being. So this industry, the cancer industry, is a for-profit industry, and it depends on the continuation of cancer for its very existence. Think about the biggest nonprofit in America, the American Cancer Society. You notice it's not named the American Anti-Cancer Society because they're not anti-cancer. They are pro-cancer. And by the way, they're the wealthiest nonprofit in America. They have billions of dollars in assets. They own land. They own limousines. They own luxury, you know, real estate. Cancer is their lifeline to money and power. And even though cancer cures have come along that have been legitimate and have been very affordable for people, they have been suppressed, attacked, smeared, and anybody who dares talk about anti-cancer technologies such as intravenous vitamin C therapy, for example, or insulin potentiated microdosing of chemotherapy, all kinds of therapies that can cure cancer today. But anybody who talks about that is smeared and silenced, censored off all the tech giants, shut down, sometimes arrested. Many doctors have been arrested. Many have had to flee America because they tried to offer cancer treatments that actually cured cancer. Look at the anti-neoplastins, here in Texas. You've got so many cancer doctors that have been intimidated, threatened, arrested, dragged into court, sued by the federal government, you name it. It is atrocious. And that's because the government works in conspiracy with the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry needs continuation of disease for its very existence. That's why mammography, you know, i.e. mammograms that women get every year, mammography causes cancer because it emits ionizing radiation. It irradiates breast tissue, heart tissue, and lung tissue. And if you don't have cancer the first time you get a mammogram, you will eventually, because the mammogram is giving you the cancer. So when they find cancer using a mammogram, it's no surprise. You gave that woman cancer. That's what mammograms do. They are designed to give cancer to women, to recruit women into the cancer industry, not to stop cancer or cure cancer. In fact, the cancer industry has no talk about preventing cancer or reversing cancer. They claim it can't be reversed at all. So imagine what they're going to do to this Israeli company that has figured out a way to cure it in a matter of weeks with a single dose of their protein peptide, you know, mixture. Because I'm here to tell you, they're going to murder these people. And if these doctors are watching this, you better watch your back. You're Israelis, so maybe you know about how to use some weapons. I mean, I do. I carry a weapon 24/7 because I'm always threatened by these same industries that profit from disease. You know, you need to protect yourself. You need to assume they're going to try to destroy your credibility, destroy your research, banish you from all science papers, and they're going to try to bankrupt your company and murder you physically. That's what the cancer industry will do because they cannot have a cure for cancer getting out. A cure for cancer would mean the end of the for-profit cancer industry, and that's disaster for those people that currently profit from cancer. Stay with us here on Counterthink. Much more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Continuing here on Counterthink, by the way, just finishing up the last section about cancer cures. If you really want to stay informed about cancer, go to my website, cancer.news. Cancer.news. Look, we have a team of researchers. We scour over 1,300 medical and science journals to publish stories every day on cancer, nutrition, disease prevention, and much more. In fact, there's nobody else in the world that's doing as much research and publishing on natural health as we are doing every single day. You can see those stories at cancer.news or health.news. We have both of those websites. We want to help you stay healthy, and we're doing the research. Most of the stories we publish are scientifically validated, and we cite scientific studies that are published in peer-reviewed journals from all around the world. We even study what's called ethnobotanical medicine, which is plant-based medicine from the different cultures, sometimes in Africa, sometimes in Australia, sometimes South America, sometimes China. We have a lot of stories on ethnobotanical medicine, and you would be astonished what you can find there. I mean, remedies and cures for so many things, from heartburn to cancer to heart disease to Alzheimer's, dementia, kidney problems, liver problems, digestive disorders, sleep disorders, you name it, even stress and just, you know, mental issues, depression. You can treat it with natural foods, superfoods, and herbs. And so we document all that on those websites, so be sure to check that out. All right, moving on today. We're going to talk about this story from Kurt Schlichter at townhall.com, and it's called What Will It Take to Make You Understand and Accept That They Hate You? And he's talking about, when he says they, he's talking about the radical deranged left. Leftists do hate you. It's not just that they want to win in politics and dominate everything in your life. They actually want to destroy you, and they hate you because of who you are. They hate you based on the color of your skin. If you're white, they hate you for being white. They hate you for the way you were born. And this is astonishing to come to this realization, but that's what it is. You know, the left for many years said that they supported, I don't know, diversity, you know, tolerance, gay rights, all these things. And, minorities having more prominent positions in society. And they said that they demanded equal rights, and they wanted equal opportunity, and they wanted to be heard with fair and free speech for everyone. Turns out that was all a lie. They don't want equal rights. They want you dead. They want you silenced. This is why the tech giants are censoring conservative speech, pro-Trump speech, pro-America speech, Christians. You know, anybody who actually has ethics or morals is now being censored by the tech giants. They don't want you to exist. They don't want you to be able to speak. They don't want to coexist with anybody. They want to destroy you. They want to kill you. And this is what it has come to, because the hatred on the left is now so extreme that they cannot tolerate to even live in the same society with you. And this is what Schlichter has come to recognize. Let me read you a couple of important paragraphs from his story. Again, the title is What Will It Take to Make You Understand and Accept That They Hate You? He writes, murder is, after all, how leftists roll. The USSR, Red China, Cambodia, North Korea, Cuba. The cadaver-strewn litany teaches what's lurking at the bottom of the slope we're sliding down. The Dems are spooning with socialism, and the goal of socialism is written in blood on the pages of history. The unapproved must be liquidated, and they are making no secret that you are unapproved. He says you need to accept this. You need to understand this. You need to be prepared for the fact that the left is going to carry out an attempted mass ethnic cleansing across America, mass genocide, to murder people based on the color of their skin, or the lack of color in this case. Schlichter goes on to write, you better get your head in the game, or you'll find your head in a guillotine, definitely figuratively, maybe literally. You want to reject this reality, to dismiss it, to wave it off as crazy talk, he writes. But listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Have the strength to accept the harsh truth that is punching you in the face. They hate you for not submitting. for being an obstacle to their rule. The problem is that you are nice, and you project your niceness. See, conservatives and Christians, they tend to be polite. They tend to play by the rules. The left doesn't recognize any rules. The left is lawless. They don't abide by any rules unless those rules can be twisted to benefit them. See, they're playing for keeps. They're twisting all the rules. They're cheating. They're committing massive voter fraud. They are calling for murder and death of conservatives. Meanwhile, conservatives are trying to pretend like, oh, everybody should be nice and polite because we live in a polite society. We should all be civil. The left doesn't limit themselves to civility. They want to murder you. This is what Schlichter is writing about. Projection is human nature, he says. So while leftist spittle-spewing sociopaths project their own shriveled morality when they shriek about how we're all racist fascists of fascist racism, when racist fascism is actually their jam, yes, Schlichter has a sense of humor, and he writes to do this to people on purpose when they try to read his articles, comma, we normals tend to project our decency when we assume that our opponents are just confused friends who are in the throes of a grievous misunderstanding about us that we can remedy with facts and evidence. But, of course, evidence and facts never penetrate the illusions and the hatred of leftists. They don't want facts. They don't care what the facts are. Even like about the Covington Catholic school children, they don't care what the facts are. They want to hate you. They want to murder you. They want to have some justification for invoking all of their hatred and violence, even if there's no logic behind it. They're beyond logic. I've even said they're zombies. They have zombie logic. They move like zombies. And as you notice from every zombie thriller that's on TV or in the movies, you can't reason with zombies, just like you can't reason with a leftist. There's no point in it. Logic doesn't work anymore. That part of their brain has been all burned out. All right, Schlichter continues, quote, that's 100% wrong. He's talking about facts and evidence to leftists. Facts and evidence don't matter because the trial is already over and you've already been condemned because of who you are. You can't ever clear yourself with the left because they don't hate you for what you did or will do, but for who you are. See, they hate you for who you are. They hate you for being white. They hate you for being born. They don't want you to be alive. Every breath you take is an affront to their insanity. Those are my words, not Schlichter's. But Schlichter goes on, and just a little bit more here. It's not about race or gender or orientation, but about power. They want to take yours, to strip you of your sovereignty and make you kneel. Their SJW posturing is all a lie and a scam. They don't care about racism, sexism, homophobia, or any of the other myriad other isms and dash phobias they blather about. Those poses are just weapons to be used to capture what they really want. Total power over you. They seek to shame you into submission. And if that won't work, they'll do whatever it takes. And he's talking about that they will commit violence. Just think of what they will do with real power and understand they might get it. The Democrat Party is not just listening to them. It's being transformed by them. Name the prominent Democrat politician who stood up and said this Covington kid crucifixion is wrong. Not one. Not one senior Democrat said that that was wrong. In fact, the big names joined in. That's because they want you to die. They want Christians to die. They want Catholic school children to die. How do I know that? Because that's what they said. Exactly what they said. All right, much more analysis straight ahead here on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Continuing here on Counterthink with Mike Adams, thanks for joining me. Remember to check out any episodes you've missed at counterthink.com. Now, where are things really headed in our society? I was reading to you from a Kurt Schlichter article previously. He's got a lot more to say here, but the bottom line is that the left-wing media has been pushing leftists into a rage to try to spur a national socialist communist takeover. They're going to try to assassinate or eliminate Trump in one way or another. They're going to try to start a kind of civil war. And when they do, radical leftists, i.e. the Antifa terrorists and others on the left, are going to try to sweep across the country, sweep into power, and mass murder anyone who resists them. And if they obtain political power at that point, they will crank up the incineration ovens. They will round up millions of patriots, Christians, white people, former Trump supporters, and military veterans as well. They will round up people by the millions, and they will exterminate people. This will make the Holocaust look tiny by comparison, as horrifying as the Holocaust was. That was 6 million people, and that's insane. But what the left wants to do in America today would dwarf that. They would probably like to murder 60 million people, 10 times the Holocaust. And they're willing to do it. That's the thing. You know, these are the same leftists who just passed a law in New York that allows them to murder their own children. This new law, this infanticide law, allows them to carry out abortions up to the due date. That means you can abort a baby as it's being born. And even more horrifyingly, if the baby survives the abortion attempt and is born living and healthy and viable, under current New York law, you can murder that baby on sight, and you are protected by the Democrats who passed that law. And Cuomo, of course, celebrated it, and the Democrats stood up and cheered in the state Senate chamber when they passed that law because they love murdering babies. And the shocking thing in all of this is not just the fact that they're willing to legalize the murder of their own children. They celebrate it. They clap. They love to murder their own children. But I ask you this question. If they're willing to murder their own children, how easy do you think it'd be for them to murder you? They hate you. They hate Christians. They hate Trump supporters. They hate conservatives. They hate people who own guns. They hate people who cite the Constitution. They hate you for who you are, for how you were born. They hate you for what you believe and what you support. They hate you for believing in God. And if they're willing to murder their own children, you think they won't murder you? Of course they will. In fact, look, Schlichter, let me read you a couple of pieces. He says, do you think they won't turn the federal bureaucracy, including law enforcement, against their political enemies 1,000 times harder than before, having been rewarded for the last decade for doing so? Do you think they won't start tossing dissenters into prison? They do in England. You can go to jail for a tweet there. Do you think the left thinks that that's a bad thing or a creative European innovation that needs to be imported? Do you think they won't use violence to make you conform? Hell, he says, Democrat presidential candidate Eric Swalwell is willing to nuke you for not giving up your guns. We know that because he said so. This is what I'm getting at. This is what you need to get your head around here. We're no longer fighting a political battle for who controls America. We're no longer, I should say, the left isn't playing by the rules anymore. We're no longer seeing elections have the result they're supposed to have, where one party wins the election, they're supposed to be given executive power, like in the case of Trump, and the other party is supposed to stand back and say, okay, we didn't win, but we respect the outcome of this election because we believe in democracy. We might win next time. And society needs, you know, belief in these basic rules of civility in order to transfer power from one person to another, one generation to another. But the left doesn't believe that anymore. The left no longer plays by the rules. They are not willing to accept the outcome of the 2016 election. They don't recognize Trump as a president. In fact, they don't recognize the outcome of any election that they don't win. And they are willing to resort to violence now, to silence you, to destroy you, to maintain power, to terrorize you. The FBI has become Robert Mueller's domestic terrorism SWAT team, in essence. It's a strike team. It's like Robert Mueller's Gestapo. And Mueller can now direct the FBI to go terrorize any citizen he wants for any reason whatsoever, even if the charges are completely fabricated, as are the charges against Roger Stone, just totally made up. This is what the left has become. They've started a civil war. They're already using the FBI as their own private army. They have started the threats of violence against people. In fact, they've already started committing violence, you know, attacking Trump supporters physically, violently, bashing them over the heads with bike locks. Pretty soon, they're going to start the shooting. The reason I mention this is because too many conservatives are still thinking, oh, this is all about, you know, everybody's playing by the rules. We have to win the election. We have to do this. We have to... I'm telling you, the left isn't playing by the rules anymore. If they lose the 2020 election, they're just going to start trying to murder everybody. And the point is, you need to be ready to defend yourself against that. You need to have the mental fortitude to pick up your weapon in self-defense and to defend yourself using that action that is necessary when you are attacked by violent, deranged, lunatic leftists, because they're coming for you. Here's the thing. Here's why you have the advantage. In every other case throughout world history where the radical left tried to carry out some kind of regime takeover, trying to sweep through a country, whether it's Cambodia or Cuba, the former Soviet Union, what else? North Korea, Communist China, when Chiang Kai-shek fled to Taiwan and took all the freedom with him, leaving China in a state of communism that still exists to this day. In every case, and many more examples in South America too, in every case, the people were able to be conquered because they were disarmed. Think about that. Even in World War II, right? Adolf Hitler disarmed the Jews. Gun Control Act of 1933. And then when the Jews gave up their weapons, they were so much easier for the Nazis to round up and efficiently exterminate in the incineration ovens and the Zyklon B gas chambers with, of course, the chemicals engineered by a company that is known as Bayer in the modern era. Bayer used to be part of IG Farben, the Nazi chemical conglomerate that used, you know, of course, Jewish humans for medical experiments and other heinous crimes against humanity. But it just shows you, you know, Nazism was national socialism. Those who believe in the ultimate power of government, they are willing to do anything, including mass murdering millions of people in order to stay in power. But they have to get you to give up your guns first. Now, I'm going to emphasize this again. The only way that the socialist and communist and fascist revolutions have ever succeeded in history is when the people gave up their guns. Look at modern day Venezuela. The people gave up their guns and then the government turned against them and crushed them and has them starving and eating out of dumpsters now, eating zoo animals and neighbors' pets. There's not a squirrel left alive in Caracas, you know. If you give up your guns, that's when you lose. In other words, the left cannot succeed in this plan if the American people refuse to give up their guns. Your rifles, your pistols, your Glocks, your SIGs, your Daniel Defense. What else? Patriot Ordnance Factory. Your Desert Tech Sniper Rifle. Your Schmidt and Bender Long Range Scope. I mean, all this stuff. You think I'm naming stuff that you might own. Actually, that's just all stuff that I have right here. So I'm just looking at my inventory at the moment. But the point is, you must keep your rifles. You must keep your ammunition. You must keep your pistols, your red dot sights, your long range scopes, your ballistic computers. You need to keep all that because if you give it up, they're going to murder you. They're coming for you. They want you to give up their guns. And they are going to stage another massive attack, whatever it takes, a mass killing, a massacre with firearms in order to have more of a media push to tell Americans, you have to give up all your guns. And if you go along with that, they're going to murder you. It's called ethnic cleansing. And if you give up your guns, you're done for. So never, ever, ever give up your guns. The Second Amendment means something. If you don't defend the Second Amendment, you can't defend your country. Never give up your guns. Talk about this more on the other side. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. The bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Beep.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
In summary, I mean, think about what I've talked about here. We talked about the cancer cure that comes from Israeli scientists and how the cancer industry will absolutely try to crush that cure. They will try to murder those scientists, shut it down, smear their research, whatever it takes. And I talked about, you know, this article from Kurt Schlichter and how the left wants to murder you. The left doesn't want you to exist with them. They're not about coexistence or tolerance or diversity. They want obedience. They demand conformity. And they want to murder anyone who doesn't agree with them. What does all this have in common? Think about this. And by the way, I'll get to the tech issue here shortly. I know I got to talk about the tech, the spying through your iPhone. But what does all this have in common? It is that leftists are destroyers of worlds. The cancer industry is run by leftists, too. Big pharma is run primarily by Democrats. Same thing with the vaccine industry, cancer industry, you know, you name it. Because they don't mind harming and killing people as long as they get paid. They will do anything to get money and power. That's why the abortion industry is run by leftists. They don't care about murdering babies as long as they get paid. They don't care about chemotherapy and killing granny with oncology drugs, as long as they get paid. They don't care about chopping off the breasts of a woman who has no cancer at all, but she has the BRCA gene. And so they say, well, if you have this gene, you might get cancer one day, so let's surgically remove both your breasts. Let's have a double mastectomy. That's done by male surgeons, by the way, most of the time. They don't care about maiming a woman as long as they get paid. They will do anything. Now think about it. If these people would cut off the breasts of women who have no cancer, if they would engage in female genital mutilation of children, if they would murder infants and they would harm children with toxic vaccine ingredients that cause autism, what do you think they would do to you who they hate? They would do anything. The future that we have coming if we don't defeat the left is atrocious. I'm talking about Democrat-run torture chambers. I'm talking about gulags, North Korea-style gulags in the United States. I'm talking about secret illegal armies like the FBI under Robert Mueller that run around terrorizing and raiding people, arresting people, throwing them in prison for no reason. This is what's happened to Roger Stone. This is what's happened to Jerome Corsi and others. This is happening now in America. This isn't just some dark dystopian future sci-fi. This is happening right now. They are trying to murder you, and you need to be ready for the fact that this is going kinetic at some point. This is, when I say this, I mean America's coming civil war. It's going to go kinetic. Now, I don't endorse it. I don't want to see things get violent. I don't want to see blood in the streets. But probably like you, I'm also not willing to surrender to tyranny. I'm not willing to give up my liberties to appease a bunch of deranged left-wing lunatics who are committed to violence and destruction and mass murder as their, I don't know, their principles. I can't even call them principles. They have no principles except just the quest for power. But they're willing to do anything to get it. They have to be stopped. They will not abide by the rule of law. That's clear at this point. They will not honor the outcome of any election, which is a peaceful method of transitioning power. They will not listen to logic or reason. They are not interested in facts. They will not run an honest justice department. You know, if it's illegal to lie to Congress, as Roger Stone has been charged with, why isn't Hillary Clinton being arrested? Why isn't James Comey being arrested? Why isn't Andrew McCabe being arrested? I mean, it's a long list. We're going to have to build more prisons, as Matt Gaetz says, if it's illegal to lie to Congress. Why are all these laws only applied to Trump supporters and never applied to Democrats and Hillary Clinton cohorts and co-conspirators? Well, the answer is obvious, because the left abides by no rules. The left will never honor law or rule or justice. The left has abandoned the basic pillars of civility. And the only thing that they have remaining is mass violence sweeping through, mass murder, trying to oust the president, carrying out a coup, and using violence to get their way. That's why the media is pushing to enrage the leftists into raging violence, because that's their weapon now. That's how they think they can succeed. Well, what that means is that the rest of us, the people who love America, we the people, those of us who voted for Trump, and we abide by the rule of law, the Constitution, we have First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, and we're willing to assert those rights. We are going to have to be prepared to take up a defense in defense of this nation against the massive wave of violence that the left is planning to unleash on command when the conditions are right. And Roger Stone says that Mueller is going to try to remove the president and Vice President Pence, which would put Nancy Pelosi in the position of the president. That Nancy Pelosi would then, she would nominate, well, actually she would just install Hillary Clinton as vice president. And then Nancy Pelosi would resign as president, making Hillary Clinton the president. This is a plan that they have, according to Roger Stone. And it makes sense. This is the kind of thing they would carry out, because they are deceptive. They are fraudsters. They don't abide by any rule. They will seek power in any way possible. They're going to try to do that. And if they do, it's up to we the people to defend our nation and to stop the criminal behavior, the treason, the sedition of the radical left, who, again, will compromise anything to gain power. We the people are going to have to stop them. I just want you to understand, we've tried everything. We tried the peaceful ballot box. We've tried to speak online, and they've censored us. We've tried to reason with them with evidence. They're not interested in evidence. We've tried everything. They don't want to listen. They don't want to think. All they want to do is murder. They want to seize power and kill those who resist them. So it's going to come down to us resisting that treason. It's going to come down to us defending our president. I just want you to be ready for that mentally. I want you to be prepared, because that day is coming. You may be called to Washington, D.C. to defend the president. You may have to help defend America against the enemy propaganda operations that pretend to be media, with headquarters in Atlanta and some in Chicago, some in New York, some in Los Angeles, and so on. I don't know where you will be needed, but I believe that you will be needed somewhere to help defend this nation. You might be needed locally to help stop attempted Antifa terrorists from wreaking havoc in your local town. Local law enforcement might need your help to defend your community. You might need to work with your local sheriff. Maybe they are out of ammo and you happen to have 10,000 rounds stored up that you could, you know, give them to help defend your town. I don't know what the scenario is that you're going to be called to do. I just know that it's going kinetic at some point, and you need to be ready. I've only got a couple minutes left here, but I do want to mention, you know, you can go on to websites right now, MidwayUSA.com, for example. You can purchase, you know, level 4 ballistic body armor, you know, with strike shields and everything. You can purchase ballistic helmets. You can purchase hunting ammunition. You can purchase many things right now. You can buy a ghost gunner, and you can make your own firearms at home. You can make your own AR-15s, as long as you're not a felon and you don't live in New Jersey. There's so many things that you can do right now that are legal to do that can be used in defense of your nation. And you need to think about how you're going to help support your community defense against this radical communist uprising. You need to think about how you're going to defend your home, your family. What are your bug out plans? I've got a couple of websites. I've got survival.news. I've also got bugout.news, come to think of it. But I want you to be ready for what's coming. I don't call for violence. I don't want you to start violence. I don't want you to violate any laws, but I do want you to defend the rule of law. I want you to defend America. I want you to defend us against this attempted coup that's going to be carried out by the left. There's no question that's coming. And by the way, I see that I've neglected to talk about the FaceTime bug. So let me just say that real quick. iPhones have been compromised for years. The feds have been able to listen to your conversations without you answering the phone, without your permission or consent. This has been going on for years. They've used that technology, I have no doubt, to create libraries of audio archives of every member of the Supreme Court, every member of the Senate, every member of Congress. That's how these people are blackmailed. In fact, Hillary Clinton has been sitting on a lot of that information for many years. She runs the blackmail hub, and that's why she continues to have so much political power in our world, by threatening everybody around her. And she may still be running for president. We'll see. That'll be a real event. But thank you for watching. This is Mike Adams here for Counterthink. Check out the episodes that you've missed at counterthink.com. And every episode is broadcast each Sunday at 6 p.m. at Infowars.com. Thank you for watching.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.